Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Little A. How do you begin to cope with the death of your child? JT Lindem is answering that question in part by organizing a triathlon this summer. The event is a fundraiser for the family of an Eagle River girl named Maddie, who died this month of ovarian cancer. Organizing the race has been a lot of work, but it's also been a chance for JT and his closest friends to channel their grief into a meaningful event. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
On a recent evening, headquarters for the Little A Triathlon is a canvas yurt perched on a mountainside in Eagle River. This is Tony Pirelli's pottery studio, and Tony, along with the small group of friends assembled here, has been in on organizing the triathlon from the very first meeting.
I felt sort of like, whatever it is, I'm making the awards. You know, that's the role I want to play.
The triathlon medals are drying on shelves nearby. Clay rings stamped with the words Little A Triathlon. Tony slaps a square of heavy, dark clay into a suitable mound for the pottery wheel. Tonight's mission is to make a dozen or so ceramic gifts to give away at the awards banquet. Before the clay starts spinning, Tony gets a quick consult from JT.
What would you like to see? Anything in particular? Teacups, mugs, bottles?
I want to see whatever you feel like creating. I am just...
The Little A Triathlon is named for JT's daughter, Avery, who died of brain cancer last fall, a few weeks shy of her third birthday. 2 months later, JT ran a 5K fundraiser for an Eagle River fifth grader named Maddie, who had an aggressive form of ovarian cancer. That race gave JT an idea.
I came to realize that a part of my journey, what would help me through my journey would be doing something that got me from the role of being a supported person to one that supported others. That would actually help me kind of move through life with my grief. And it also gives me a chance to continue to talk about Avery, you know, kind of keep her present.
JT wants the triathlon to be a yearly event that benefits the family of a child with cancer. He's organized other race events, so he knew he was taking on a big project. There have been hundreds of tasks, large and small, like designing the course, finding a t-shirt vendor, and settling on a date where the lake wouldn't be too cold for the half-mile swim. JT, a high school teacher, says the work has filled a spot in his day where Avery used to be.
She would usually nap until about 3:30, and so I would go and pick her up at daycare every day in the afternoon, and we'd have 2+ hours every day to go outside and play. And so in a way, I've kind of used that time every day to still do something with Avery.
Now, 2 months out from race day, most of the logistics are falling into place.
The thing now is having people sign up for it, you know.
Becky King is another friend who's helping out. The triathlon has 100 openings for individuals and teams, and right now only about half those spots are taken.
I think that's our next challenge, is making sure that we fill all those spots so that we can raise funds for Maddie and her family.
Becky, JT, and this group of friends want to make sure they raise enough money to really make a difference for Maddie's family. And watching them work and talk on this one evening in this tiny pottery studio, I can feel how much this goal means to them and why it means so much to them. They're not just helping JT through his grief. They're grieving together and turning that experience into something that will benefit the wider community. They were all close to Little A. They loved her like a member of their own family.
You know, I always sort of dreamed I would teach Avery how to do things with clay or do things with wood. And so we're kind of doing it together that way.
It's been overwhelming sometimes, the amount of support. It's incredible, but I mean, it's almost been overwhelming. I don't know what to do with it. You know what I mean? Like, what do you do with all this love that you get? I hope to throw some of it right back at everybody through this event.
Tony hands JT a teacup.
It's really soft, but we just blowtorch this surface. So okay, so perfect right now.
JT picks up an old newsprint stamp, just one letter, a little A, and gently presses it into the damp clay.
I might do that as a center and then do something around it.
Great.
Is that all right?
A week later, Tony sends me an email. He says he doesn't know quite how to express it, but the Little A Triathlon is an example of how JT and his wife Adrian are choosing to focus on living, on experience and generosity. He imagines after Avery's death, that must require enormous amounts of clarity and heart. And that, Tony says, is a powerful gift.
That's great. That's okay?
Yep.
Don't need to touch that up.
Gives a character.
All right.
For AK, I'm Annie Fite.